Hello, everyone. You're listening to Children Chatting with Authors. Today, we're going to be joined by award-winning author Min Lay and award-winning artist and illustrator Andy Tong of the book Green Lantern Legacy. Hi, my name's Daniela, and I have a question for both of you. My question for Min is, what parts of Ty's life are inspired by your own?
That's a great question. Thank you so much for having us on your podcast. A lot of the story is inspired by my grandmother's. So Ty in the story discovers that his own grandmother was actually a Green Lantern. And that was based on the idea when I was looking at characters to write, and I saw that Green Lantern was a character with a really strong willpower and a green ring. The first image that popped into my head was a picture of my grandmother, because she's one of the strongest people I know. She always wore a jade ring. So I was like, oh, what if my grandmother or somebody's grandma was a Green Lantern? So once that fell into place, a lot of the details in the story are also pulled from pieces of my life. Like Ty lives with his grandmother and his parents, and they own like a grocery store. And that was like my grandparents owned one of those. So I spent a lot of time as a kid in a market like that one. And what's interesting is that I actually have a jade ring for my grandmother that I always wear. I took it off today, but it was always my grandmother given to me like 20 years ago. I never really wore it because I wasn't really into rings. So I had it on my keychain. But as I was working on this story, I remembered I have a jade ring for my grandmother. So I put it on and have been wearing it ever since for good luck. So there are lots of elements that are that pull from my life. And it's amazing that those elements, when Andy put them on the page, that they somehow felt like they were pulled straight out of my memories. It was amazing.
Thank you. That's super cool. Especially the jade ring. That's so cool. So my question for Andy is, I noticed that for some parts of the graphic novel, mainly the scenes that show Ty's grandmother in the past, are colored red or yellow and orange. Is there any significance behind this choice?
Sorry. I think in terms of colors, it was a nice choice by Sarah, who's the colorist. For me, it was more visually. It was just part of the story. I mean, I drew it as from experience as well as part of of me growing up and experiencing certain things, and I would put elements of those things in it. But not really in terms of color wise. It was mainly Sarah's choice. I didn't really specify for Sarah to color certain locations a color or different things like that. But there were some things in the script that Min put that said, like, you know, it needs to be that kind of aura or that atmosphere in the room. So I think Sarah, by reading the script, would know what color choices to put in.
It's a really interesting question because in the Green Lantern universe, there are all so many different colors. So like green is supposed to represent willpower. So yellow is supposed to represent fear, and red is supposed to represent like anger and rage. So I think Sarah picked up on those cues. And so like those scenes in the past, which were taking place during the war, she wanted to give it the sense of fear and anger that would become part of the natural emotions during wartime. So those little details, I'm interested that you picked up on that, because that kind of adds to the emotional fabric of the story.
The bit I added was, for example, when the kids visited Xander's office, if you notice that the couch area that he has is actually the shape of the Yellow Lantern sign. So that was like little elements like that. We decided to put little Easter eggs in there just to make it more interesting visually as well.
And you have to tell you, I was on a school visit recently with a school in Vietnam, and one of the students picked that out. They're like,
oh, really? It was quite subtle, and I didn't know if anyone would, but no one's actually ever mentioned it to me. So
yeah, that student was the first one. So I was really impressed.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Gabe, and my question is, why did you choose to draw a graphic novel instead of just a normal writing a book? What made you think to do that?
It's interesting because my background is in picture books. So all the stories I like to tell are told through pictures. And I feel like as a writer, I'm kind of like I found a cheat code for making books because I'm a writer that doesn't like to use a lot of words. So for me, a graphic novel is the perfect way to tell a longer form story because I can write the dialogue and tell some of the stories, but then I hand it over to Andy and he just turns it into this amazing, beautiful visual masterpiece. I can't tell you how many times I had like an action scene in the book. And I was like, I don't know how Andy's going to pull this off, but I'm just going to go for it and hope for the best. And then I would get the artwork back and he took just those few sentences that I put out and it becomes this amazing action sequence. So for me, it's the ideal way of telling a story because I'd like to think very visually. And so I think it's a really amazing treat and to get to work with amazing artists. And I think when you combine the talents of multiple people into one book, you get something that's greater than the sum of its parts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Leia, and I have a question for Andy. Why, for the Green Lantern Legacy, you use the color green, and for the Yellow Lanterns, you use yellow?
I think it's history. It's been established in the DC Comics and for the superheroes. I think green and yellow, they seem to be always in odds of each other. So they're always fighting against each other. I think it's just it's the law that's been established by the DC Comics between green and yellow. So there's plenty of other lanterns nowadays too, with red, blue. I've seen quite a few of them. So, but yeah, it's just something with the green and yellow. It's always has been established for quite a while. Maybe Min might be able to help me answer that because he's probably done a lot more research for the Green Lantern Legacy before he wrote it.
Yeah, it was great. When I started writing this book, I asked my editor, I was like, can you send me all the old Green Lantern comics so I can do some research? And they sent me a box that was like, you can't see this on the podcast, but it's a really big box full of comics. And I was up late reading. I was like, this is the dream. I get to read comics for work. But yeah, in the Green Lantern universe, green stands for willpower and yellow stands for fear. And they've always been, like Andy said, at odds. They've always been kind of like battling over the years. And when I was writing the story, I wanted it to fit in with all the existing Green Lantern stories so that there's such a rich universe there. I was like, let's see if I can figure out a way to create these new characters and still have them fit in with everything else. So like Andy said, we wanted to make sure to make sure that it made sense with the history of the Green Lantern character. So green and yellow is kind of like the key dynamic there. So that's a really good question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Min Lee, my question is, oh, by the way, my name is Miles.
Hi, Miles.
Hi,
Miles.
My question is, what influenced you to make a Green Lantern and Yellow Lantern?
Mm. Yeah, so when I was writing the story, I took a lot of influence from the history of the character. Like I said, there's so many Green Lanterns out there and there's people who have spent decades. I think this year was the 80th anniversary of Green Lantern as a character. So there's so much history there. So I took a lot of inspiration from that. But for me, the superhero stories that I like the most are the ones where the superhuman is grounded in something very human, right? Like you can take away the cape, you can take away the ring, all the powers, and you still have a very human story there. So for me, when I was writing Green Lantern Legacy, I was very much inspired by like that question of who are the real heroes in your life, right? I think nowadays with the COVID pandemic, you don't have to look far to see people who are true heroes doing this incredible work to keep everyone safe and everything. And so for me, my grandmothers were very much the heroes in my family story. During the Vietnam War, my grandmother was very much responsible for getting a lot of our family out of Vietnam. So it made sense for me to, when I was trying to figure out how do I write a story about superheroes, my grandmother felt like the natural place to start.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my question for Addie is, How many versions of the lantern did you draw before finalizing the design?
I went through a few concepts. I had to run it by my editors, Lauren and Min, just to make sure it's okay. I know Min had an idea of using the traditional Vietnamese, how do you say it, Min?
It's called an ao yai.
Yeah, ao yai. And so originally, as most Green Lanterns, they would get a basic costume. And then I knew Min in the story wanted to create more of a traditional Vietnamese type look for the Green Lantern. And so I run a few designs and passed Min and Lauren, the editor, and I was very happy that I was going down the right track, and we came down to the one that you see in the book now. Yeah, I went through a few conceptual designs.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw Andy's sketch of the Green Lantern with the ao yai and the traditional Vietnamese, I probably started tearing up because it was such a powerful image, and you did such a great job with that.
It's very close to the Chinese Cheongsam and the traditional. I think it's very closely tied together in some ways. So drawing the ao yai was very similar to drawing the Chinese traditional attire that the people used to wear as well. So,
and so there's a scene in the book where Tai's friends try to help him come up with different costume designs. So even within the book itself, I made Andy draw four or five different costumes. so thank you.
It was great. I thought, yeah, it was a fun exercise, definitely. So
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
My name is Nicholas, and I have questions for Andy and Min. My question for Andy is, when his friends were trying to help them get the costume, design his costume, where did you get the ideas for the costumes?
Min had some ideas in it, and then I looked. That's a good thing about watching movies and watching cartoons. There's a lot of inspiration there from the designs, and so I was influenced by a lot of things coming out of those films and genres. And I think one of them was the mask. The one I laughed most was the one that looked like a Jason mask. That was, so I thought that was quite a good skit that Min put in, which I love designing for that. So I just used the mask of Jason, and then I designed the costume around it. And yeah, I think it looked quite decent. Yeah. And I hope people got caught on that it was based on the Jason mask, I guess.
And one of the outfits that he tries on is based on Alan Scott, who was the original first Green Lantern. So we kind of put that in there as a little nod to the people who have been reading Green Lantern for the entire time, so that we're kind of again, tying it to the history of the character.
My question for Min is, where did you get the idea for Tai and his friends?
Oh, that's a really good question. And interestingly, since the book has been out, a lot of people have commented on just the friendship aspect of the book. And I think a lot of times with superhero stories, you have a character who has is just on their own, and there's just one person trying to figure out how they navigate the world. I wanted Tai to feel natural and have friends around that he could kind of balance both the journey about becoming a superhero, but also just being a kid in the world, right? And just trying to find time to hang out with your friends and finish your homework and things like that. So for me, I just really wanted to have the relationship between the kids to be a key part of the book, because again, this is a book for young readers. I think you want to balance the heavier superhero stuff, but just real life kid stuff. So yeah, that's why I wanted to put emphasis on their friendship.
And when I was drawing the characters, I was drawing inspiration from my friends, when the way how they would sit in a room, and how they would do homework in a room or and all that. So this is stuff that my friends and myself would do, and I would just you know, try and remember how they position themselves, and how they interact with each other, and the way what's his name? What's the blonde kid name?
Tommy, the friend.
Yeah. And how he would walk when they were walking down the street towards Xander's building. And mm-hmm. how he walked backwards and trying to get people's attention and stuff like that. So those were little fun things that I remember friends of mine were doing. We were walking down the street, you know, and one of them's trying to get attention of their friends. They would walk backwards and try and, you know, so stuff like that. When I was drawing the three of them interacting with each other. So yeah.
And those details tied back to the earlier question about what I like to write graphic novels instead of like regular, just like prose novels, because those details in the pictures say so much to me that it wouldn't be fun for me to write and say, Tommy walks backwards while talking to his friends, but Andy can like capture that in an image and you just instantly know what's going on and like get the friendship dynamic because of the positioning of the kids. And there's just so many layers of meaning that you can put into a graphic novel without just spelling it out with the word. So I just love those details.
And Min wrote really good characters too. As I was reading the script, I could tell what kind of character Tommy was, what kind of character Serena was, and like, you know, just the strong, supportive type. And Tommy's a bit of a joker. Like even when he was trying out the virtual goggles and the way Min wrote it, I could just visualize the character and how he would actually react and do certain things, and I try to interpret that into the drawings, and hopefully that came through. So yeah,
no, it was perfect.
So I wanted to ask for Min. So why don't you really like to write?
I think as a writer who likes stories that are also visual, I was a very shy kid. When I was your age, I would like not like to talk to people. I would like sit in the corner and kind of read my books. And so a lot of times I was like in my head and imagining and not necessarily and doing a lot of storytelling in my head, but not necessarily with a lot of words and a lot of talking. So I think as someone who's very shy and didn't like to talk, I became very used to trying to figure out how to convey or how to share a message or share a story without having to talk a lot. So now as a writer, I get to put a story on the page and then work with amazing illustrators like Andy and have it combined to tell a story. And I can kind of, my favorite way to be a writer is put a story on the page, hand it to the illustrator, and then kind of like take a step back and let the artwork kind of take it from there. So yeah, it's a really fun way to tell stories, and I'm really grateful that I get to do it. So thank you for that question.
So my name is Malika, and my question is for kind of both of you. The location of the market and where he lives, and did that come from any of your childhoods, or did you just make it up?
So yeah, that's a great question. So my grandparents, when they came to the U.S. from Vietnam, they opened up a grocery store, a Vietnamese market. And part of it was because when they came over here, they're like, it's so hard to get the ingredients that we're used to cooking with. So why don't we start a market? And what was great is that it kind of became a hub of the Vietnamese community, because everyone would come to the store because they needed to get the ingredients and get the things that they're used to. And there's a scene at the end of the book or throughout the book where the grandmother meets a new family and brings them groceries and brings them things. That was actually a story that I learned at my grandmother's funeral. Someone came up just like the characters in the book and told me that, you know, when we first came to this country, your grandmother showed up at the door with a bag of rice and fish sauce and like bowls and chopsticks to welcome us here because we didn't know anyone else. And apparently she did that for every family who came to town or who came here. So when I talk about her as like a real life hero, those are the kind of details I wanted to put in. So like the market is very much inspired by my childhood. I spent a lot of time hanging out in the store, sitting on bags of rice, doing my homework. And what was amazing is that while the book was being made, I took my sons to a Vietnamese market and we walked inside And the first thing they said was, it's the Jade Market from Green Lantern Legacy. So apparently Andy got all the details just right, because it felt like straight up. Like I said, it was like he somehow reached in and plucked these memories out of my childhood.
I moved to Australia really young. So I've lived in Western countries most of my life. So, and then I was in London. And London has a lot of like Vietnamese, those kind of stores that I would go and sometimes buy groceries. As Min would say, I couldn't get ingredients from the normal supermarket. So living in London, almost 7 years of my life, living in Australia quite a while as well. You would have to go like to Chinatown if you want to get to cook those kind of Chinese food and stuff like that. So I know those kind of shops really well, as I've been in there many, many times. So when Min mentioned the market, I was like, oh, perfect. I know this store and I can just draw it. So yeah, that's where I got my inspiration from and did a bit of research just to make sure I got things right and not use my memory too much, because I might get things here and there wrong.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, my name is Theron, and my question is, how did you like decide to do the background story of Green Lantern?
So how did I choose Green Lantern as a character to begin with to write
for the story?
That's a great question, because when I was invited by DC Comics, they called me up and they asked if I would, they said, we're going to start a new line of books for young readers, and we'd like to invite you to write a story. And they said, take a look at all our characters from Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Flash, on down, and just see what you can come up with. And that's a lot of pressure to be like, look at all of our characters. So I looked at everything and I was like, Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman, that seems like a little bit, there's too much there to try to recreate or write something new. But like I said, when I read Green Lantern, and I had that image of my grandmother, that's when the story fell into place. Because for me, I was like, I need to find a hook or an entry point into the story. And like, I needed to find a story that I was supposed to be the one writing, right? I needed to find like my version of a superhero story. So that's how I got to the Green Lantern. It's based on the Jade Ring. And then also, I went back to Vietnam recently, and I was walking down, or my sister went while I was working on an idea, and she sent me this picture of a street in Vietnam with all these green lanterns just like hung up. So I was like, it must be meant to be. So yeah, that's kind of how I came around to the story.
Yeah, thank you. And also I noticed on some of the pages in his house, you drew a Superman poster in the background.
Yeah, like I said, there's so much rich history within the DC universe, and great eyes for catching that. We wanted to, as much as possible, kind of like tip our cap to the stories that existed, that we could build upon that. So yeah, you did an amazing job of catching that detail. Good job.
My name is Adrian, and my question is, was the book based on things that happened in your life?
Yes, the book is very much inspired by things that happened in my life and my relationship with my grandmother. I'm trying to think of other details from there. So one detail that we added in very late, and I'm glad that Andy was able to squeeze it in, is there's a scene where Ty gets the ring in the middle of the night and he goes to his grandmother's room. On his grandmother's bedside table, there's a little bottle of something called Yosun, which is like a eucalyptus oil. And when we were like we were kind of late in the process, but I had that idea because like my grandmother, whenever we were sick, she'd have this little tiny green bottle and she would use it and like rub it on our bodies to make us feel better. And it had a very strong smell, but it felt like magic, right? And so when I was like, this, it's amazing that it's a green liquid. It's perfect for this story. I was like, can we please add this into, because there may be like four or five people that see it, but for me, I instantly smell it and think of my grandmother, and it's a detail that kind of really drives home the family aspect of the story. So I was really glad that Andy was able to squeeze that in. So there are little details throughout the book that are kind of at least related to things that have happened throughout my life, because I wanted the story to feel authentic and the characters to feel real.
And for my part, my contribution for that part was not to have the people wearing shoes in the house, which is very common for Asian countries, Asian families. So I drew that in, and then I read it by Min and the editor, and they said, yep, that's fine. without having, and so if you noticed, when he went on a little fly around with the kids, and then he spotted the vandals spray painting the market. After he was caught in the alley with Xander, he doesn't have any any shoes on, so he had to use the Green Lantern ring to create slippers on his feet. It's because they flew out from his room window, which didn't allow shoes in the house. So the little small details like that, we decided to add in. And it's just a bit of Asian heritage and culture that we thought we'd sprinkle throughout the story to hopefully, you know, people that know will know, people that know will discover something.
Yeah, I love that detail. When you sent me that sketch, I was like, I have a pair of these flip-flops in my closet. Yeah.
It's very common, right?
My name is Adeline. So I have a question for both of them. So first of all, for Min, I'm wondering, is there going to be a part two of this book?
I love that you are interested in a sequel. When we wrote Green Lantern Legacy, it was meant to be a standalone one book. But I think we've gotten such amazing feedback. So I would love to write more stories about Ty and his adventures. So thank you.
And I love to draw more of him. So
so my question for Andy is, like, how did you get the idea to draw the characters the way you drew them?
I'm influenced by a lot of things I watch. I watch a lot of anime, manga, and American comics. And books and a lot of illustrators that influenced me in the way I draw it and things that I design, and especially since it's, and I have very many styles, so especially since this was aimed for kids, I wanted to make sure it was inviting, and so I just blended a bit of American art with a bit of anime and manga, and hopefully it's something that will gel well in the storytelling. And I think it worked well. I think it did. And especially with Sarah's colors on top of it, it's so vibrant and bright that, you know, it just pops out on the page. And it definitely, the cover as well, on the comic stand or on the magazine stand, it's a book that will definitely catch my eye. So I think the team has worked really well together on this. So. Yeah, that's where I draw my inspiration from. Just to making sure, and if you notice, if you watch a lot of animes TV shows, they're very bright and they pop up really well, and they don't have a lot of shadows. So yeah, that's where I drew my influence from.
My name is Leia, and I have a question for Andy. Did you draw the people with your hand or on a computer or a device?
It's a combination. I did use my hands to draw it on the computer, which then so the computers, it's a tool. So you still need, it's essentially like drawing on paper, but you're just drawing it on screen nowadays. And it saves, I guess, the environment. You don't use a lot of paper. I used to draw a lot of paper. A lot on paper, and I had tons and stacks of artwork that just piled in the corner. So I decided I'll invest in the computer equipment and started drawing it on screen. That way, I don't have to waste any more paper. And you have Command Z, which is undo, which makes it very easy. Because when you're drawing it on paper, you tend to be slower because you're trying not to make mistakes. So with on computer, you can just kind of scribble and sketch, and then if I make a mistake, I can just undo it. and redraw it again, which makes it very easy. And it's cleaner. You don't see those eraser marks. Thank you. Thank you for a great question.
This question is for Min Lee, and I first want to give you guys a comment that I'm sort of a picky reader, and this is my first time reading a DC comic book, so this really drew me in, and I want to read way more of these DC comics because of you. You guys did a really good job on the book.
Thank you very much, Mom.
You're welcome. And my last question is for Min Lee. How did you get connected with DC?
That's a great question. And I still kind of like have to pinch myself to make sure this is real, because like I said, my background is in writing picture books. And I got a message one day from a vice president at DC Comics asking if I would take a phone call. And I actually review picture books and books as well. So I thought maybe they wanted to send me some books to review. But when I answered the phone, they're like, yeah, we're starting this new line of books for young readers, and we'd like to invite you to write something. So it's a total dream to get that invitation. So they made the connection. At first I told them, I think you have the wrong Min Lee, because I write picture books, not comics and not graphic novels. But they're like, we have been following what you do, and we like the stories that you write. So we want to see what you can come up with. And your first comment about like it drawing you in is like, that makes me so happy, because like that was our whole goal, to reach new readers, to reach people of your age and like draw them in, because I think there's so many people of Andy and my generation who grew up reading comics, and now there are lots of movies about it and everything, but we want to make sure that we're providing new content and new books for a new generation of readers. So that makes me so happy to hear. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You two are very talented.
Thank you. You're a very talented interviewer. So
why did you choose to render her name to be Bat or not any other name?
So that's a really good question. So in Vietnamese, Ba or Ba Noi is like your father's mother. So I wanted to include some Vietnamese in the book to make it authentic. And for Thai, like something, he goes back and forth between like throwing a few Vietnamese words in here and there with the English. And that's kind of how I grew up talking. So yeah, we wanted to put Vietnamese in the book to make it feel real. So that's why we chose to do that. But good eyes to catch on the different languages that we roll in there.
How did you two get connected?
That's a great question. So after I started working on the story, the editors found Andy's work, and so the DC Comics connected me with Andy. And as soon as I heard about his work and saw his work on everything, I was just like so excited, because I was still working on the story. So seeing the kinds of art and action sequences he could do definitely kind of influenced the story that I tried to write, because all of a sudden I don't have a huge background in writing comics. So he has such a strong background in comics. So I was like, okay, now like my imagination kind of shifted into like, ooh, now it feels like more of an action story in a lot of ways. So yeah, DC Comics made that connection.
Thank you for choosing me, Min. I have to say, for someone that doesn't write comic scripts, it was great. I was reading through it and I had no problems, because sometimes when you do read a script, it confuses me even more. I had a lot of questions, but this was like, it's all, it was just a smooth transition. I have to say, for you to go from prose to writing comic scripts. So it was great. So.
Well, thanks. I'm glad that it came off that way, because I wasn't sure. But thanks for that question, Miles.
Thank you very much, Miles.
I have a quick question for Min Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you put the part in the beginning of the story when the cat had a little bit of glass in its hair?
So we wanted to show very early on that Ty has just like the instincts of a hero, right? So when the brick goes through the glass, we didn't want the cat to get hurt, but we wanted to show Ty rescuing that cat. And I'm not sure if you noticed the cat's name, but the cat's name is Jordan. And that was like a reference to Hal Jordan, who is the main Green Lantern that a lot of people knew. So yeah, we wanted just to have like a very simple early scene where people see like, oh, Ty is already kind of feels like a hero. So then when he gets the ring, it's kind of playing off of his instincts and the way who he is as a person, even if he didn't have a ring. But that's a great question. No, but don't worry, the cat did not get hurt. It was just a little bit of glass.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Children Chatting with Authors podcast.